Archbishop Patrick Kelly, you're heading, as you say, into this new phase, if you like, of your life. What are your thoughts as you head into retirement?
Well, first of all, immense gratitude for the last 18 years in Liverpool and the years before that in Salford. They've been wonderful years, very challenging years, but I'm always totally overwhelmed by the sheer goodness and hope of so many people. Not least I've felt it here in the city of Liverpool, where there's so many massive issues facing people, and yet the spirit of hope with which they're filled and their affection, their courtesy, is something very precious indeed.
You're holding a mass of thanksgiving, aren't you, for Pope Benedict XVI?
We are this evening at 7 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock time in Rome, and it's going to be very much coloured by the story of Pope Benedict as we've experienced it. So, for example, two other pieces of music are hymns with the words by Cardinal Blessed John Henry Newman, whom the Pope beatified here in England, and we're going to the end of the sermon. Is a very long quotation from the very end of his first homily when he received the pallium as Bishop of Rome, the marvellous call echoing John Paul II to open the doors wide to Christ.
You're talking in your homily, aren't you, about the gifts that Pope Benedict has brought to the Church.
I think I sum them up using Cardinal Newman's words, loving wisdom and wisest love. It sums it all up for me. I was privileged to know him as Cardinal Ratzinger, and was always deeply moved by his wisdom and his ability to be truly attentive to what you would share with him, and very often offer you insights you'd never even dreamt of. But I think the other aspect which hits me very strongly, just at the moment, we're again today having scandalous headlines about banking in our country, his letter Caritas in Veritate, which I usually translate as concerned, grounded in truth, that great challenge he gave to a new way of thinking. Unlike many people at the time, he didn't just go in for moralising, saying we've been too greedy. He questioned the whole epistemological, the ability of people to really think through problems, and what a challenge that was, and it remains so important today.
How do you think people in Liverpool will remember him best? What is the atmosphere like at this moment?
Well, what is very interesting, I've not met a single priest in the last few days because we've had to plan the Mass relatively short notice. Not one has not said either, I'll be with you on Thursday night, or I'm celebrating Mass in my own parish, which is quite special. And the feel I get from people is, oh, we're going to be there. And this morning we've heard that it's going to be ecumenical as well. There are people from other churches who are determined to be there. So I think it'll be a very special evening. And it's such a wonderful setting. It's got this cathedral has that extraordinary feel in the evening light. We're going to end with Carl Newman's great Lead Kindly Light. And I think it's going to be a moment many will remember for a long time.
You're going to be recalling, aren't you, also Pope Benedict's visit to the UK in 2010, although he didn't actually make it to Liverpool.
No, but again, for me, the highlight of that visit, and I think it's so clearly an urgent issue of our time, which will be handed on to his successor, I was privileged to be part of the interreligious interfaith dialogue at Twickenham, attended by the chief rabbi who spoke and the leader of the Muslim community. And on that occasion, his words again were marked by wisdom. And I think in many ways, although it was not a big event, it was massively significant and important. And if we just allow the one word Syria to cross our desks, our hearts and minds today, my goodness me, what a huge issue that is.
Pope Benedict, speaking to the cardinals, has been urging them all to pray, obviously, and people around the world to pray for the election of the new pope. What thoughts do you have, perhaps, as the cardinals gather here to take part in the conclave?
I think two strike me. First of all, it'd be wonderful to be a fly on the wall, not from any prurient sense, but because the accumulated wisdom there will be is very special indeed, with so many different perspectives. I think one of them, and I think it's been true to what Pope Benedict has indicated since he made his announcement, his decision, he clearly indicates that we need somebody who can, as I put it, deal with issues at head office, that we need both a pastor and somebody who can make that which is meant to enable the Church to work effectively, not least in its interface with the wider world, efficient and what it needs to be. So I think it's going to be a very interesting conclave indeed.
And finally, if you had a message today for Pope Benedict as he heads into retirement, perhaps on a personal note, what would that be?
Well, I think as I did in a letter read to all our people, I would simply refer to words from St. Peter's first letter, the first pope. May grace and peace abound for you in the knowledge of God and of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.